You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Efforts to prevent problems in sports gambling may come up short. New York, along with many other states, is ready to go all in on sports betting. New York is likely to first open up the industry in existing casinos. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer released a proposal for a federal framework to regulate the industry to protect against gambling problems and integrity of the sports. Syracuse University Professor of Sports Management John Woolahan says that Schumer's ideas, though, simply set up a money grab for the leagues.
I think what Senator Schumer is trying to do is work with the leagues so that the leagues actually can get a piece of it. And I don't think what he's proposing is anything but an opportunity to get money to the league.
However, Schumer's proposal to the federal government claims to vouch for athletic integrity. The senator recognized the danger of gamblers potentially influencing the athletes to shave points or even throw a game. Woolahan says it is unlikely that a professional would risk his valuable career on a spread, but sees the potential appeal for amateur athletes.
They're not making any money. Basically, what they've got is a scholarship that doesn't really buy them dinner on a Saturday night. If I went to one of those students and I said, listen, you know, for $5,000, could you keep the game under a particular spread? I could see where the potential problems lie there.
Schumer also believes that official league data must be used to determine betting outcomes in order to protect bettors from the dangers of an ill-advised wager. Woolahan sees this clause as Schumer's way of throwing money at the leagues as compensation for their intellectual property.
So what the leagues are trying to do now is come up with another argument, and that is you need to use our data. If all of a sudden the only way you can get the information is via league source, then you have to pay for that, and that's money in the pockets of the owners, it's money in the pocket of the leagues, and that's all it is.
New York State estimates that sports gambling could bring in $340 million in revenue annually to begin, growing to more than $500 million in 5 years. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, waer.org.